A new Plymouth charity that redistributes surplus food to those in need has been forced to bring in a lottery system to cut waiting times and reduce simmering tensions in the queue. On the House says the demand is so great it has people queuing for hours at its two pop-up centres. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Started in 2017, On the House collects unwanted food from cafes, bakeries, restaurants and more recently supermarkets that's destined for landfill or use as pig swill. It used to operate out of a central city garage but now runs a twice-a-week service from community centres in Strandon and Motoroa. Coordinator Serena Brown says when the supermarkets came on board, demand skyrocketed.
We started seeing a lot more people lining up and starting to line up really early at about 2:30, and we don't open here till 5 o'clock. So we were quite concerned about people waiting for such an extended period of time, especially coming into the winter with the rain and the cold. We didn't want people getting sick and having to wait outside just so that they would be first in line, basically.
Ms Brown says they now ask people to draw lots to get into the pop-up stores.
One of our trustees suggested the coloured ice block sticks, and we've tried that for the last few weeks. It's been working really well, so no one has to turn up early. Everyone's got the same chance of getting in first, second, third. It's become quite a game, and I think people are having fun with it.
The stores have a range of food from eggs, dairy, frozen meat and fresh vegetables to dry goods and bakery treats. Typically, there are about 100 customers who are welcome to take anything they like within certain limits. Anything left over on the night is passed on to community groups who redistribute it through their networks. Trustee Terry Hancock says On the House is meeting a hidden need.
There's a lot of isolated, marginalised people in our community who are stuck away behind doors that people don't see. So we see them every week. That is part of the reason that On the House exists, is that it becomes a focal point or a place that people can meet and talk. And that's right from, you know, our volunteers right through to the people that use the service.
Eileen Donovan, who lives alone and is not working following an injury, says the service helps her make ends meet.
Sometimes you just have some bills and it's just so helpful and generous, you know, just to donate food that was going to go to waste. And I just so appreciate it. You know, when you get home, you can stock your food up and, you know, you can pay your bills. It's huge.
Another customer, Kerry Lennox, is happy to help reduce food waste.
If you are down on your luck and you need food or extra help, that's fine, it's great. And if you don't, but you just want to support stuff not going to landfill, not going to bins, not going to the pigs, then that's great too.
She's shopping on behalf of friends.
Just not something they would ever think of doing. So I'm come out from work, do this, take it home, they pick it up from me. It's great. I'm happy to do it. However, if there is sushi, the sushi is mine. Okay, so that's the one proviso.
Joyce is grateful for the helping hand.
I'm actually in a little wee bit of a funk and I'm on an unemployment benefit, which just sort of covers my living accommodation. It doesn't cover anything else. I think without these people here and what they do for the community, I don't know where I'd be today, mate.
Joyce says talking with the wonderful volunteers is a highlight of her week, which will be music to the ears of Gloria Holland, who is busy handing out pastries.
Well, I've always liked people, worked with people. I love to talk to the people. Sometimes they tell you their stories, which is always great, sometimes sad, but, you know, that's the way it is, so I enjoy mixing with people and also seeing this food saved, of course.
On the House is open between 5 and 6 o'clock Tuesday evenings at the St James Presbyterian Church Community Hall on Laurie Street in Motoroa, and on Thursdays at 10 Hanui Street at the Community Hall next to the Holy Trinity Church in Strandon.